Kof Beis Sivan, Friday the 20th of June, Rav Shmuel Dishon, a Parsha theme.
Rishus Moronov Rabonov Raboisai, it's good to come back and see faces from ages ago. We'll try to dwell today on Parsha HaShavua, Parsha's Koirach, which is one of the most complicated Parshas in the Torah. One of the foundations of Limud HaTorah, especially Chumash, is to understand that we can never learn Torah Kipshuta. There's a big shailah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah Shebaal Peh? Why couldn't he write everything in Torah Shebichsav? That kasha was asked by Achroinim, by Rishonim, by Tamnoim and Amroim. The truth is, Loi oso chen lechol goy umishpotim baal yedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Umos Olam to learn Torah. And the Chazal compared it to a bas melech that has to do with an avid. It's not respectful for the melech. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave us Torah Shebichsav and he gave us the Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaalpeh was given b'misoira. Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shebaalpeh is not Torah. Is absolutely not Torah. The Tzdukim learn Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaalpeh. But if someone learns Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaalpeh, that's not the authentic Torah. Sorry. It once happened to me in the middle of the Agudah convention. I simply don't know how to turn off the phone. It's a problem with me. Okay. And it was a minute after everybody was asked, please, please, to turn off the phones. Okay? So, I'm the guilty one. So now... Okay, you'll please remind me. Okay, now... Just to give a few examples, how, and what I'm saying now is what I heard myself from Rabban Kotler, Zechon Tzadik Livracha, and when he said it, I can only say his words, but I don't have the fire and that he had when he said it. For he spoke about particular Yonim, for instance, Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is a very, very, very difficult parsha. And if some people would teach it kipshutoy, then the shvatim chas v'sholom become a bunch of hoodlums. And the shvatim are shiftei ko, after the ovois, they are the greatest. Something happened there, yeah. But not the way it looks on the surface. And then, so, there's an individual in this week's sedre who dominates the sedre, his name is Koirach. If you learn the parsha kipshutoy, it's koirach. But if, let's try to go one parsha ahead, parsha chukas. At the end of parsha chukas, there's a very, very difficult story. And then Bolok. The end of Parshas Bolak, there's a story which is so misunderstood. A Nasi Shevet B'Yisrael, Zimri ben Salom, commits publicly, the greatest sin on the surface. But then let's think for a moment. Who is Zimri ben Salom? Rabbi said, you know that Zimri ben Salom, because he did this ugly, ugly thing, and our imagination can travel as far as we want. Was 400 years old. 400 years old when he committed that sin. Who was he? Zimri ben Salom was really Shaul ben Aknanis. He was the son of Shaul and Dino. After the story of Shechem and Dino, Dino was so embarrassed she did not want to come out. She was hiding. Those days, the Shvatim married their sisters. So Shaul promised her that he will marry him. Shimon promised that he will marry her. The Torah did not want to say outright So he says, Shaul ben Aknanis. Who was the Aknanis? Dino. And Zimri ben Solu is that Shaul ben Aknanis. And then his name changes. Shlumiel ben Surishadai. Nose Shevi Beisol. So he was 400 years old. The minute you have 400 years old, the whole story changes. You don't look at it with the simplicity that you looked at it a minute ago. A 400-year-old is not such a terrible, terrible harm about Taiva as it looks there. But I don't plan to go into it. There's Midrashim and the Zohar about it. What really happened there? And you see that the Shvatim, they didn't know what to do with him. To kill him or not to kill him. Now, most people really, unless you read the Midrash on the Parshas Koyrach, we are told that 250 people went along with Koyrach, right? You know who was among them? Please sit back. Nachshon ben Aminadov. Nachshon ben Aminadov, the one who jumped into the Yamsuf, was among those 250 Maktivi HaKtoyres. It's a Medrash Rabbah. All the Nisim, the Tzadikim, went along with Koyrach. What happened? If not, would they have been Zoyche that the Machtos would be Tzipul HaMizbeach? Would be Din of Avoy de Zoy, you would have to be Mevaret. So, what I'm trying to relate to people is they really don't understand the Parsha. And we'll try to, but the limudim that we have to learn from it, we do have to. Koyrach was a giant. A giant. One of the greatest Jews that were alive then. Koyrach. And he had such an influence that he was able to take along with him 250. Am Hashem, you see, after they were killed, everybody complained, Atem Hamitem is Am Hashem, all they were killed was 250, but those 250 were Am Hashem, the greatest. Sometimes from the end, you see that the beginning is misunderstood. Shmuel's mother, Hannah, was a barren lady. She didn't have children for many, many years. And Pnino had children. After Shmuel was born, the famous, famous, beautiful, beautiful tefillah of Hannah, which is a zgula for many Akoris to say every Erev Shabbos, tefillah Hannah. There's a phrase there, Moirid She'oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a koyach, to be Moirid She'oil, to pull someone down, all the way down to She'oil, which is the worst, Vayoal, but then bring them up. With those words, Hannah brought up Koyrach. That's what the Gemara tells us. She brought him up again. He fulfilled his punishment, he did his oynish, and now he's up again. Koyrach. Boys, I would like you to look up to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says as follows. How did Koyach die? Everyone will answer you. I remember I was asked all the time, how did Koyach die? I wonder how he died. He went into the ground. But the Gemara doesn't say that. There's a man, the Omar, in the Gemara that says, Koyach, loy min abluim hoyo. He wasn't swallowed in. But loy min asrufim hoyo. He wasn't burned. A little bit my gay for me. He had a special death. And then there's one man, the Omar Gemara, that says that he was born from the blue and the saw him. But there's a man, the Omar Gemara, and the Gemara pastors like that, the Koyach loimen abluim hoyo, but loimen asrofim minan isrofim hoyo, elo ben magei for meis. Still and all, the punishment that took place there by Koyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a new type of a punishment, the Gemara says. There's Abba Mrs. Bedin, Silas Refe Herod Bechenet. the 250 Makrive HaKtoires. So I would like to, when you say sometimes a word like that, you need an address. You can't say it on your own. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, one of the greatest thinkers the Klal Yisrael had in the last 200 years. A phenomenal thinker. I was introduced to Reb Tzadok from the Sforum from Rav Dessler. And Reb Tzadok says like that. There are sometimes great people. They tell Rabban Shalom, I cannot live with Tzvaitis. A life with Tzvaitis is going to destroy me. The whole Maisa here with Toirach created Tzvaitis in me. If I'm right, then I want to stay alive. And if not, I don't see a purpose in life. And they meant it so Erlach, all those 250, that they were ready. And if you look at Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah, the list of all the Nesim, as I mentioned, Nachshon Aminadab was one of them. We are talking about the greatest. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Re'eh im yesh derech bir, unechein im derech oilam. If I'm right, then I want to stay alive and not take me away. That's what happened to them. They were taken away. But it was all Lishma. And that's why there was Zoyche, Tzipui la'mizbeach. Who is Zoyche that is machto is nasa tzibul ha-mizbeach? Ktoires. They took chances. Do we understand it? No, we don't. Are we allowed to do that? No, we are not allowed to do that. Now, there's a beautiful word from the Chubinerov. And the Chubinerov says as follows. What is it no dear to us? No, sometimes you say a beautiful word and a beautiful Torah, but the Iker is Aloch LaMaisa. What do we derive from it? First of all, the Torah says, V'lohi yoyti chorach v'chadosa. So the Gemara says, we learn out from it Aloch, the nine shelo yachzik odom v'machloikis, shenemar v'lohi yoyti chorach. You're not allowed to be machzik v'machloikis, even if you think you're right. Rabbi Yankov told me about the Drush. When I say Rabbi Yankov, Stam, it's Rabbi Yankov Nessie, so the Oilim should know. He told me about the Drush. Below Yiyet Chor Chadosai. Such a machloitis like Korach HaMoshe will never be. That one side should be 100% right, and one side should be 100% wrong, that will never be. Every machloitis, one is 80% right, and one is 20% right. But such a machloitis, the one should be 100% right, and the other party should be 100% wrong, that will never be. Will never be. The Chubinerov, that was the Anagoyinim, and he asked the Kash, Moshe Rabbeinu says like this, Im chemois holodom yemusun eile, if this, my cholkim, my opponent will die a natural death, then lo yashem shlochani, then you should know that I am not the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But im b'riyo yivru Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create a special b'riyo and kill them, then Hashem shlochani. So the Shabbini Rav asks a kasha, there's a third alternative, that nothing should happen. Moshe says this, if they'll die a natural death, then I'm wrong. If they'll be swallowed or whatever, then I'm right. Maybe nothing's going to happen to them. The Chubrinov says, Das kann nicht sein. That is taken for fact. That if someone starts up with the manigim of the door, cholila, cholila, something's going to happen. Shal is what will happen. Is it going to be a natural death, or is it going to be cholila, cholila, out of that? That is the tkifus. That is the shmir of Klal Yisrael. Now, I remember hearing from my great Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Amnesty, and others, you know, Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, there's always machloikis. I remember, it was before my chassan, and I spoke to him, he says, Ich berde ratoive. I want to give you a matonet of the chassan. I want you to promise me that you'll never get involved in any machloikis. That's the Shmir of Arichas Yomim. You want Arichas Yomim? You want to have a happy life? Even if you're right, how do you know, Be'emes, that you're right? that you see what negiyus, and you're talking about gedol olam, you're talking about nesim, you're talking about tzaddikim. That's when I looked up the medrash, and they meant erlach. But the chagav, I want to relax a little bit, so I'll tell you. Minister, the b'tiches on it, I heard. Suddenly we see, in our generation, when there's a machloikis, there's suddenly a lot of money. There's a lot of money. The Bovarov, the Alte Bovarov once had no money. So he told in his Hasidim, he told him, he will then, as a very geld, I'll start a machloikis with one of the big rabbis, you'll see there'll be money galore. He says, you know where the money comes? And then it became very serious. Korach's treasures went down to the ground. You know why? Whenever there's a machloikis, the sultan takes out some of that money to support the machloikis. It's all diverted from Korach v'chadoshoi. The Chofetz Chaim, I want to tell you a Maaseh Shehoyo. I heard it. I tell a story. First of all, you have to know, did it happen or didn't happen? A lot of stories, you really have to find out how authentic they are, how true they are. Is it 100%? My Rosh Yeshiva from Yankov told me once, he was sitting and said, I should have told you more stories. So there's a lot of stories of the history of Klal Yisrael, since he was a very big Zochen, that after I leave, there's no one will know those stories. I should have told more stories. Torah, there will be others, they will say, but not the stories. So I once drove late at night with Reb Shneur Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, and he went to Lakewood. I was in the car with him. So we started talking about how careful a person has to be for a machloikis. So he told him, Ich will euch erzählen am meisten. Und ich sage euch, ich habe es. Neil should talk like that. He was such as much as Rabban was Eish Lehovo, he was normally a very, he said, Ich bin a Meltzer. I'm a grandson of Rabbi Sadam Meltzer, Rabban Shreya. But once the Bochum started, I was like, if you want, I'll become a Kotler. So he said like this. Around Radin was an individual who carried out the whole Machloikis, and the whole town got involved. First time with a small shtetlach. He says it created a fire. It created a fire. Oh, der Chofetz Chaim, die schickt a Schliach zu jener Mensch. Chofetz Chaim sent a messenger to that individual with a warning that if he's not going to stop, he's endangering his life, his wife, and his children. And then Rav Shneur took a deep breath and he says, "Ihr weißt, was jener hat geantwortet? Do you know what the other person answered? Afal pi kein. I'm not stopping." And he knew that if the Chofetz Chaim said, it's going to be. When the Chofetz Chaim heard it, he said, "I have to do something about it." And that's when he decided to write a certain sefer in the Chofetz Chaim Shmir Saloshin about the machloikis. To tell you that the words of the Chofetz Chaim become emes, you don't need proof. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Shiva Rav Yankov, a Maaseh Shehoyo. All Rav Yankov's story was emes lamito. In Radin, there was a person, a little not so balanced. And his child was very, very sick those days. By the way, I must tell you that sometimes I see small things that make me very, very proud of being a Yid. I was in Stamford Hill yesterday and I davened Shacharis, and there was an Ezesol that Yid, I think it was a Shulach, suddenly did not feel well. Within 5 minutes, Tel Hatzolah guys came to try to save him and help him. Such a beautiful sight to see. We don't know sometimes the beauty of ourselves. Ten, not so. One came with tefillin, some came with only tefillin shel yatz and shel rosh, but they came running with whatever they can to help the person. That's the good side of Klal Yisrael. So that individual, they came to the Chofetz Chaim and said, call a doctor, go, take a horse and a wagon, bring a doctor. And that father, Nebuchadnezzar, said, no, I don't let. That moment, the Chofetz Chaim thought for a minute and says, I'll say it in Yiddish first. Bing tem zu dem Mishugener. Tie him up, that Mishugener. That week, a mad dog bit him, and he became la'aleinu Mishugener. Chofetz Chaim said, a word, Rabbi Yaakov told me, avot ven Chofetz Chaim geht nicht im Zist. And if the Chofetz Chaim warned that individual that if he's not going to stop, cholila, whatever will happen, people knew it will happen. But that's the koyach of machloikes. People become so blind. Because we always think that we're doing it l'shem shamayim. To be a machloikes l'shem shamayim, someone has to be a giant. And that choylev sometimes knows he puts his life in danger. Those 250 people, they were choylev on Moshe, and were ready to bring their machtois, they knew that they are playing with their lives. But whatever they thought, and they paid for it with their life, but they really believed that they might endanger their life. So, when you learn Parshas Koyrach, first of all, we have to realize that we don't understand it. The Moshel, I'll give you an example. That one, I heard from Rabban. It says that the Mechiras Yosef put the Gavia, the Becher, in the bag of Binyamin, right? Why? Because he wanted to test how loyal the brother will be to Binyamin. Are they repenting? Are they going to save Binyamin and put their life in a sakana to try? Which they did. So they passed the test. Binyamin was ready to. But then there's a medrash, unbelievable medrash. The medrash says, when the Shvatim saw that the Becher was by Binyamin, they tore their clothes from agony. So the medrash asked, when did Binyamin pay back for that he caused the Shvatim to tear their begodim? Mordechai was a descendant of Binyamin. Is Vayitra Mordechai as begodov? Fragt Rabban, what did Binyamin do wrong? He had no one iota of guilt in him. He was not involved in Mechiras Yosef. He did not put the Becher. Why did he have to pay back with the Vayitra Mordechai as begodov? Why? What did he do wrong? Sometimes we see hanhogas of the Rabban Shalom. Aboy say, Lemoshim. Yaakov did not want to go to get the brachas. He was terrified. The Goyim says, Ula Yemusheni Ovi, the Tasha, Halavai, my father will catch me. I don't want to fool him. But it was Benevuah, and Rivka Mamish pushed. Malachim pushed Yaakov Avinu in to get the brachas. But Yaakov paid back for that. Which two components were involved in Yaakov's getting the brachas? He wore the begodim of Esav, and he took the skin of a goat around his neck, right? Which two items did the Shvatim use to disguise themselves by Mechiras Yosef? The psoinus of Yosef and the Seirizim. Mido keneged Mido. Because Yaakov Avinu Kaviyochel fooled his father with these two items, so the Shvatim fooled him. That's what the says, Abarbanel says it. Because the Midas Adin is so medacted that even if I was a cause of someone, there has to be a payment for it. So this is by tzaddikim. We'll never understand Mechiras Yosef. It's one of the biggest puzzles. Rabbi Mordechai Solomon always talks about it, that by by Yom Kippur, we say Ki'ato son chol Yisrael u'mochlon l'shifte Yeshurun. Because you, Ribbono shel Olam, you forgave Klal Yisrael on you b'moichel deshvotim on what on Mechiras Yosef. In every tefillah of Yom Kippur, we mention Mechiras Yosef. Who are we talking about? The biggest tzaddikim of the world, Mechiras Yosef. And at the end, Yosef says, Atem chashavtem l'ro, tim chashom alotoy, v'lahach yosam rov. So the end result was good still and all, since it did not go so smoothly, someone had to pay back for that. That's why we're talking about Shiftei Krom. When we're talking about the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. We know one thing. Halavai, we should remember it. Lo imotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli mazik brocha l'Yisrael elo hasholem. When great people fight, they'll somehow settle between themselves. I saw it in my life in many instances, whatever there was, achloitis, somehow they settled it. But those small little people, they got involved, it was a big rachmanis on them. Loimotso HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha l'Yisrael, a keli. We always ask for brachas, even to understand it. Maybe the next time I'll come. What's a bracha? What is a bracha? How many people can really explain it? People come, can you give me a bracha? What is it? What's a bracha? It's a very, very complicated answer. The Sefer Achinuch talks about it a little bit in Birkas Hamazon. But loimotso HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha l'Yisrael el ha'shol. No other keli can retain the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch gives us. And then we say, Hashem ois la'amayten, Hashem nevoro sam v'asholem. I'll say, Emil said, B'dich is ha'ashtitl. We say, Nusach Sfar says it every day, Nusach Ashana says it Shabbos, Talmidich ha'chom emar n'sholem v'oilem. Why? Because they are Talmidim, they are ready to learn. It doesn't say Chachome, it says Talmidich ha'chome. As long as I know that I'm the Talmid and I have to learn more, then Mar Misholem Ba'olam. There's so much more to learn. Even if I am a Talmud, then I have no time to waste on other things. I have to learn. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. This Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz is a difficult Chodesh, said in Sfarim. You know why? Because Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the Meraglim left. They came back, Tisha B'Av. So the Medrash says Chodesh Tammuz is a difficult Chodesh. We have to be smart of the Eibishter. Everything should go smoothly and whatever. I don't even want to say what the mazel of Chodesh Tammuz is. Cancer. But the avodah of Chodesh Tammuz is to mehapech everything in the Torah. And to learn from all the mistakes of the Meraglim. And what the main mistake? To realize Shlach Lecha. If someone is attached to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Da'atcho, someone is attached to the Manhig Yador, to the Moshe Horoa Shebedor, they have a special Sa'at HaDishmai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, Hashem Ois Le'am Yitain, Hashem Yivor V'Sam V'Sholem. We should have a good Chodesh, a good Chodesh, and a gesund Chodesh, and all the brachas. All to